This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. And we have a special caller on the line right now, Eva Carrillo of Jerry's Barbershop, calling in, I think, from a trail somewhere. Eva, how are you?
I'm good. Soaking up the sun. We're on Treadwell Trail, staring down at the beach right now.
All right. Eva, if somebody's never been to Jerry's Barbershop there in the Valley, how would you describe your shop to our listeners?
Would this be like pre-COVID or like right now?
Let's go with pre-COVID, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a walk-in only shop, a family-owned business. I think we're third-generation barbers, my brother and I. Yeah, my dad in there, and he's been there for like 30 years. Kind of old-fashioned, but then you like slide me and my brother in there, and we bring in like the younger crowd. But I mean, it's not for those who aren't very patient. Well, I guess times have changed, so.
And you
it'll
know,
start getting real different.
Among the things I appreciate about it is when I go in, I always learn something new about the community. People are talking, and it's really fun.
Yeah, I refuse to get a TV in there. People always, but you should get a TV. So, no, I like that you're kind of forced to talk to people and, you know, you learn current events, like fishing stories. And it's just we're a whole community barbershop. We got a lot of customers from the outlying villages, so I like to hear what's going on over there, you know, just like, for respect and for, you know, community value.
And you're located right across from Super Bear IGA, kind of next to Papa Murphy's, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I learned that you're actually going to be doing sort of a soft opening next week. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, well, let's see. So as you know, we were formerly a walk-in only shop, but with the new mandates for the governor and the board of barbers and hairdressers, walk-ins are prohibited. So we'll be posting on our Facebook and on the door this weekend, might even already be up actually, on how to make an appointment with either me, my brother, or my dad. It has our individual numbers. We'll have to call and like, or leave a message, and we have to get back to you and schedule a time for you. We're trying to knock out like 30-minute haircuts for like 3 hours a day per barber. Try to limit as much exposure as we can. Only open Monday through Thursday. So, I mean, it might be a little tricky at first to get in, at least with me. Not going to lie. But my brother and my dad should be ready to take on some business here in the next few days.
Is this, Eva, is this stressful for you? How does it feel opening like this?
Well, I'm a little nervous, and it's really a little nerve-wracking because it's like a whole new system for us. Say, some of us have like a paper appointment book, you know, kind of old school. I have a like online booking, and I don't know, it's just hard to, like, you know, the older crowd, I feel bad because we have a lot of elderly people that come in for haircuts, and I don't think they'll understand, you know, you can't walk in anymore. You can't get a haircut without a mask on. You can't come in here. You can't wait in here. It's pretty crazy right now, actually.
Got it. So if one is able to make an appointment with one of you, it sounds like you definitely need to have a mask on. What else can people expect when they walk into the shop?
We're mandated to either hand sanitizer or wash hands for everybody who walks in the door must enter and exit with a mask. We have to cut with a mask on, which is crazy, but I mean, it makes sense. We're not doing beard trims right now because you can't leave the mask on for longer than 5 minutes or off for longer than 5 minutes. So there's that. So we knew challenging kind of, you know, got to work around the mask. Let's see what else. So one haircut per half hour. You know, we got to sanitize after every person within a 6-foot radius also. And it's only one barber working at a time right now. So maybe as weeks go by and things cool down a little bit, we can add another barber in the shop because socially distancing isn't that great in there.
Right.
It's pretty small, but I mean, we can have another barber in there. Just not right now. We're not going to do it.
All right. Eva Carrillo over at Jerry's Barbershop. Remind us once more, Eva, how we can start making haircut appointments for next week.
I will be posting on our Facebook probably tonight, but on the door to our shop, we've got our mitigation plan, what we're doing to help you and keep you safe, but there's also our individual numbers on there, and you can call whatever barber you want to talk to get a haircut with, set up an appointment, and then also during our business hours, Monday through Thursday, we'll be open 9 to 6, you can call the shop phone and we can figure out where we can fit you in.
All right. Will you remind us what the shop phone number is, please?
Yeah, it's 789-0303. And you're going to have to call, say, a day in advance because we do have to pre-screen before we make these appointments. Another mandate.
Got it. Okay, yeah. So that's 789-0303 for Jerry's Barbershop. And what's your Facebook page? Just Jerry's Barbershop? Or?
I think it's, I'm sorry, there's a couple, but I think the active one is, I think, Jerry's Barbershop Alaska.
Okay. Well, Eva Carrillo, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be on the show. We wish you the best of luck as you open next week, and please stay well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Juno.
All right. Take care, Eva.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
See you.